Kiss Country 99.9, we are backstage, Odyssey and Kiss Country Stars and Strings. We are TC and Dina B with Bailey Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Bailey,
what up?
Last time we talked to you at Tortuga, we talked about Facebook Marketplace. Now, I go and meet people at the police station anytime that I go and give something or make a deal or things like that.
That's a smart decision.
I am not a famous person with many hits, though. You are. When you do the Facebook Marketplace game, how do you do it?
Well, usually what I'm buying is from, like, good old boys.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know,
so you're not worried.
I've met up in many Walmart parking lots to trade wheels or, you know, buy stupid random things. Okay. So I'm not like too worried about it. You know? And I'll bring my boys with me.
Okay.
You know, we'll so roll up like a little deep just
so
to make
you got
sure.
A squad just to be
yeah.
safe.
I'm definitely not pulling up by myself.
I was going to say.
No. Okay. I'm going to bring a couple buddies with me.
Okay,
but I've always
smart.
Done that.
That's smart.
Just
oh,
to
yeah.
be safe.
Oh,
okay.
yeah.
All right. Smart
okay.
play.
Because people are crazy out there.
Oh, yeah. For
so,
sure.
You know.
They are.
But good old boys are not.
No.
They're good old boys. You know. Anyways, you know how it goes.
No, for sure. All right. So we saw you at Tortuga. We also saw you, though, with Morgan. You killed it. Last time we
Thank
saw
you.
You there, you were in a lifeguard shirt that you found backstage. And you literally looked like you were on duty. And it was awesome. What's up with this possible collab? Are we ever going to get one with Morgan, you think? Or are you going to be able to spill the beans? Or
I guess your guess is as good as mine, really.
Oh, come on.
It really is. I don't know what's going on. We've kind of... I don't know.
Okay.
We're both really busy, so we haven't really got the chance to get together or like hang out and write a song.
Okay.
But I'd imagine one day.
It's going to happen.
One day, I'm sure.
Maybe he'll put out
We're
an ad on
Facebook. We're putting it in the universe right now. We're putting it out there right now.
Or if he puts out an ad on Facebook Marketplace saying he needs a co-writer, you go meet him with your boys.
Like, and you guys meet at Walmart.
Looking for collab artists.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, hey, man, I'm interested. Is this still available? And then he would be like, oh, yeah. And then we would meet up and then we'd be like, oh, yeah, cool. And maybe we'll have like a couple beers or something or like hang out for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And then, yeah.
So
I'm so ready.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Get on.
I would love that too. I would love a collab with Morgan, but in due time.
In due
something,
time. Okay.
That I think we've waited maybe enough time for now that maybe you can't control is album number two.
Yes.
Do we have any news on that? Because
can
we've
you spill
been
the beans on that?
Single
one.
Heavy. But album number two, we've been waiting patiently, but not so patiently.
Well, so...
Oh, they're in here.
We're looking.
I would say...
Are we hot and cold? Like, are we hot? Are we getting warmer to it?
So last year, it was like a big year. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And when we were getting ready to go cut this next album, I was going to put it out last year.
Right.
But then... It just didn't feel right. Like, I wasn't super in love with some of the songs. I kind of needed a break anyways just from life and just, you know, what's going on. And just kind of needed a little break this year. So I've kind of took this year to live more.
Okay.
To just give myself more time to maybe write songs that I, you know, wouldn't have got to put on this album.
Yep.
So, yeah, I definitely wanted to put it out last year. I know people wanted me to, but at the same time, sometimes you got to do what's best for you.
Right.
And at the time, I really needed a break. I needed some downtime just to kind of not only chill, but like reminisce on what's been going on. You know, we've done 2 years, almost three, 2 years of tour with Morgan, and we've done a lot of stuff before that. So it was nice to take this year and just
take it all in.
Yeah, just take it all in and get to, you know, get some relationships better in my life, you know, work on myself as well. And but right now I'm like full album mode. I'm cutting songs. I've got a lot of songs that I'm like really in love with. And I'm continuing to get songs each day too. So I'm kind of just taking my time and I really want it to be something I'm just so, so proud of. I want every single song to be something that I'm so proud of. And religiously, the album was like, there was a lot of songs I love, but there was also a couple of songs that I put on there that I didn't super love, but they were good,
great,
you know?
Song,
and I, but this time I wanted to be like, I love this. I'm dying to put this out.
Okay.
So that's where I'm trying to get to where I'm like, I gotta get this out. I'm ready to go. And that's where I'm at, is like cutting songs in the studio, cut like not only that, but tracking songs, getting them ready to put out. I think I'm gonna try to put out a single in January that I've got that I'm really in love with. Just taking it easy though, because you know, the last 3 years have been a really
go,
big
go, go.
Whirlwind. Yeah, it's been a lot, and I'm very blessed, but also sometimes, I mean, it can be a lot for anybody.
Of course.
You know, and so you used the word love a lot just then. So maybe we're going to get like songs about the dogs because we know those dogs, by the way, are like way more popular than us.
Yeah, no, the dogs, I've tried to write. I've got one that I've been working on about Marley.
Okay.
But it's not there yet.
Okay.
I'm still working on it. But I could say on this next album, it's really just going to be a lot of like reminiscing on just the hard battle that it was to get here and the things that I've kind of been through in a certain relationship that I had to go through. That's where it stems from a lot. And yeah, I'm just trying to get it to where it's so funny because it actually like really relates to my real life. I've really been trying to put it to bed and I can't seem to put it to bed in my mind. And every day I think about it and I really want this album to be something that kind of puts that to bed for me and I can like move on from it.
Okay.
So that's kind of, I think, why I'm taking my time so I can really make sure like I get everything that I want to say out. So then the next album doesn't have to. Cause I'm like, I'm tired of thinking about it every day. Yeah, I'm tired of it kind of being something that weighs me down, and that's why I'm taking my time. Awesome. So it can be like truthful, honest, really, really me. To where when I'm touring these songs, I'm crying during them. I can feel them, you know. And yeah, so I'm dialing it in, but definitely expect some heartbreak and some sad shit, man. It's sad. It really is. But I've also experienced, I'm experimenting too.
Okay.
Which I'm super stoked about.
Okay.
I'm experimenting into some lanes.
Different
that
sounds, different artists,
sounds,
collabs.
Different drum patterns, different things that I haven't quite done yet.
Okay.
I'm super excited. Yeah. It's like all I think about every day, every night. Yeah.
Well, you talked about the past couple of years being a whirlwind. I mean, you've been go, go, go. CMA Awards coming up. So we'll end on a happy note here. New Artist Award, possibly at your fingertips. I mean, how does that feel this year?
Oh, man. It's crazy. It's really crazy. It's something that you really can't even put into words when you get it. It's been a lot of hard work. And that is where a lot of people in life don't get acknowledged for all their hard work and their efforts.
Amen.
So it's such a privilege to be able to be honored in front of a lot of people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it was. The day I found out, it was nothing but just reflecting on, we worked literally so hard, not only to get a New Artist of the Year, you know, nom, but just so hard to do what we're doing right now. And when you get news like that, it really makes you stop and like think like, wow.
Yeah.
A lot went into this. There's a lot of people around the world that had to get in on this and believe in it. And now we've done it enough to like be nominated in a massive thing. So you just reminisce on like how crazy it was to get here. How many handshakes, how many people you met.
How many pictures with like doofuses
us. Right, you know?
That's it. Well, we'll be cheering hard for you at the CMAs.
Thanks.
We are backstage here at Stars and Strings. It's TC and Dina B with Bailey Zimmerman.
Let's go!